Hello and welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. Last week we began a series looking at our habits and how we can align them to God's ways rather than our own sinful practices. We looked last week at identifying bad habits and doing some honest soul searching about the state that we're in. This week we continue with our honest soul searching by thinking about addiction. So I'm going to read from two passages, firstly from Romans 7, verses 14 to 25, and then Isaiah 61, 1 to 3. So firstly from Romans 7. We know that the law is spiritual, but I am unspiritual, sold as a slave to sin. I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. For what I hate, I do. And if I do what I do not want to do, I agree that the law is good. As it is no longer I myself who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I know that good itself does not dwell in me, that is, in my sinful nature. For I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Now, if I do what I do not want to do, it is no longer I who do it, but it is sin living in me that does it. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind, and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature a slave to the law of sin. And then the second reading from Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives, and release from darkness for the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favour and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, and provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for the display of his splendour. There are quite powerful words in that passage, in those passages. And I love Paul's honesty, at just how much he struggles with doing the things he doesn't want to do and not doing the things that he wants to do. And that really does relate to addiction. When considering addiction, we first need to define what addiction is. When we think about addiction, our minds probably immediately jump to addictions or to drugs, alcohol, gambling. But the truth is, people can find themselves addicted to almost anything. Here are a couple of medical definitions of addiction. From the NHS website, not having control over doing, taking, or using something to the point where it could be harmful to you. And from the Cleveland Clinic, addiction is a chronic condition that can affect many aspects of your life, including your physical and mental health, relationships, and career. There are two main forms of addiction: substance use disorders and behavioural addictions. Addiction is treatable. So these definitions demonstrate that addiction can kind of cover anything, not just the things we automatically think of when we think about addiction. The definition from the NHS website continued on to give examples of addiction. It included the obvious ones, drug, alcohol, gambling, smoking, but then it went on to include other examples, work, internet, shopping, and sex. There are many things we can be addicted to. We can have addictions to lust, bad habits, anger, vengeance, politics, intrigue, gossip, selfishness, gluttony, envy, jealousy, work, leisure, time activities. We can even find ourselves addicted to good things that end up blocking us from giving our first love to Jesus. The definitions also demonstrate that addictions affect all aspects of our lives. The second definition mentions that it affects our physical and mental health. I would also add that it affects our spiritual health, because addictions replace God as the centre of our lives. And so this leads us to considering what the Bible tells us about addiction. We saw in that first reading that Paul gives quite a good description of addiction. I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I hate, I do. As it is no longer I, myself, who do it, but it is sin living in me. For I do not do the good I want to do, but the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. A biblical view of addiction links addiction with sin and idolatry. Both addiction and idolatry mean that something other than God has power over a person. Something other than God is their master. In Matthew 6, verse 24, Jesus says, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other." Idolatry and addiction both take place when we worship or glorify something over God. By this I mean when we give something more worth than God, when we give something else more time, attention, and love than God. Some questions it might be good to ask ourselves. What do you spend most of your time doing? What do you spend most of your money on? What do you give most of your energy or effort to? These questions can be helpful in discerning if we have an addiction or idol in our lives that is preventing us from giving our first love to God. If we combine the elements of the medical definition of addiction with what we see in the Bible, we get a fuller definition. Someone called Dr. Carl Benzo described addiction as this: pursuing something other than God in a repetitive, habitual, or patterned way to get our needs met and bring us comfort, even though it's harmful to us. So now I come to deliver some bad news. Going by the definitions that we've looked at, we are all addicted to something. Everyone is looking to fill the empty space in our lives with that space that can only be filled by God. Even those of us who believe in God still try to supplement our lives with God plus something else. We are all addicted to comfort. We all work to find things that will silence our pain, whether that's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual pain. We all look to things that will bring us peace. And we often try to find these things in the things of the world, rather than relying on God to be the solution to our needs. And that's the truth that Paul knew to be true. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. Paul could see the goodness of following God, the rightness of it, of how it would give him satisfaction and peace. And yet he was still drawn to his sinful ways. We all do things that is contrary to what we know is God's way. We want to follow God, but we find ourselves following other things that do not glorify God. Why do we do this? I mean, one reason is obvious. As Paul says, our sinful earthly nature still clings to us. And even though we are born again in Christ, the old still tries to rear its head and take over our lives again. And so we constantly need protection from God by his presence in our lives through the Holy Spirit. Another reason that we're addicted is because we do not deal with things that hurt or stress us well. And we turn to bad habits and addictions to avoid dealing with the pain, instead of allowing God to work in us and bring us healing. If we are physically sick, or for example have had an operation or something, we understand that in order to get well, we need to go through the healing process. We know that it will take time, and our body will need the right condition of rest and recuperation and treatment to get better. And yet, when we are hurt mentally, emotionally, spiritually, we seem to think that we can just go around like normal, put up a mask, and pretend everything is okay. We seem to think we can skip the healing process altogether and just be instantly healed. And we try to hide behind habits, addictions, distractions, to try to avoid our emotions and the pain. We all have different stresses that impact us in one way or another. These might be an event, person, situation, thought, feeling that takes you outside of your comfort zone. These stresses can be good or bad, but either way they bring new pressures and expectations that can then cause anxiety and sadness, depression and insecurity, etc. When we experience these things, we often use addictions and bad habits as a way to distract us from the negative feelings and pain. Think about when you feel overwhelmed or out of control. What triggered your emotions to feel that way? What things did you turn to for relief or to help gain control? What brought you comfort? We are all addicted to trying to find wholeness and comfort, but there's nothing that we can do that will bring us peace. So that's the bad news. But this is where the good news comes in, because God has given us salvation, peace, and true comfort through Christ Jesus. Paul said, "Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Thanks be to God, who delivers me through Jesus Christ, our Lord." What wonderful words. You could see in that passage that he was grieving his wretched state, and yet he then says, Jesus has given him salvation. Thanks be to God. Isaiah prophesied of the one who would come to bring, to be anointed to proclaim good news to the poor and proclaim freedom for the captives. Christ came so that we could be released from our addictions, from the things that chain us and prevent us from living the full, free life that we find only in God. If we allow ourselves to stay bound by addictions, we could become prisoners of our own devices. We live lives that are chained by our own needs and desires. But Jesus releases prisoners from darkness. Jesus proclaims your release from the prison created by your addictions and bad habits. He sets you free from them and invites you into a life of freedom and rejoicing. As we recognise what Jesus has done for us, the grip of our addictions gradually loosens and they lose their power over us with the help of the Holy Spirit. To work with God in this, we need to identify and recognise those addictions that are chaining our lives, as well as identifying those things that are most likely to make us turn to those addictions. So here are a few questions and thoughts that will help us to work with God to identify and root out the addictions in our lives. What situations cause me to become uncomfortable? What emotions or feelings are most uncomfortable for me to sit with? When we are able to recognise the things that trigger our desire for addictions to help us feel better, we can work at either avoiding these things or managing our reaction to them. We have certain feelings that scare us or make us feel exposed to more potential hurt or that make us feel uncomfortable. And so we want to soothe those feelings and get immediate relief. For example, if loneliness and boredom were the emotions and the situations that we were most uncomfortable for someone, they might be then lead them to pursuing activities that would help them to fit in and entertain them, perhaps gambling, drinking, excessive shopping, etc. Another question. What wrong decision would I like to undo? These are the addictions that we want to reject. As we've seen, this could be anything from gambling, drinking and smoking to work obsession, over-exercising, overeating, a temper tantrum and so on. What would a godly perspective of this situation look like? What would God say to me to help me? When we take a step back and evaluate the situation from God's perspective, we can focus on working through it with God taking charge. If we are in a triggering situation, it is important to remember that God is in control. God loves us, and God has a loving purpose for this situation in our lives. God will provide peace, soothing relief from our burden, and power over temptation. But we need to take a moment to pause and look to God for our solutions instead of immediately jumping into our bad habits and addictions. God is longing to free us from captivity to our addictions. Will you let him work on the things that trap and enslave you? So we've looked at the definition of addiction, which is pursuing something other than God in a repetitive, habitual or patterned way to get our needs met and bring us comfort, even though it's harmful to us. We've seen the bad news that we are all addicted to something, and there's nothing that we can do that can rescue ourselves. But we also have that wonderful good news. Jesus was sent to proclaim freedom for the captive and release from darkness for the prisoners. So let's pray and allow God to do his healing work. Lord, I pray that we would come to you, draw close to you in this moment. Father, you know how much we struggle to let go of our old selves, to put the past, the sinful earthly nature down and take up the new life that you offer us. There are so many things bad habits and addictions that we cling to, because they bring us some temporary peace and relief. But Lord, we do know that this is temporary, that the only thing that can sustain us and give us true lasting peace is you. And so, Lord, whatever our addictions are, whether it is something like drugs or drinking, whether it's something like overeating or excessive shopping, whatever our bad habits, whatever our addictions, Lord, proclaim your release from captivity over us. May Jesus free us from the prisoners of the darkness. And Lord, may we truly be free and embrace your new life that you offer us, and not go back to the old ways, the old past that we have been so clinging to. Lord, give us a new freedom right in this moment. And Lord, for all of us who are struggling with addictions, give us your power to resist any further temptation. By the Holy Spirit, Lord, may we be free from our addictions. In your mighty name we pray. Amen.